Hello, this 5 minutes the prophetess, the word of God, episode 35. And let's go back to our scripture, which we've been using to delve into this word of God, the Bible. So let's go, Hebrews 4:12. And how do we say it? Please, let's say it together. If you've been listening, then it means that you can say it with me. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And needless to say that the word quick does not mean fast. It means what? Alive. Okay? So we've been looking at the power in the word, what the word of God is. And we have, from episode one, we've been looking at the word of God as revelation. The word of God as revelation. So we said that scholars and all the people who have read and experimented in this life and done all that they could, they've not been able to find or been able to explain, scientifically prove how this world came into being. And so God is the only one who offers us the solution, because he was there. But he is the author of the world. He is the author of the universe. Okay? So, and he is the author of man. Because if you understand how the world came into being, you realize that the reason for the universe is the man. And the reason for the man is because God wants a family. He wants to have fellowship. And so I said in the previous episode that God created the man like himself. Man is a spirit. He has a soul and lives in a body. And I quoted Proverbs 22:27 that says, the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Okay? So when God created the man like himself, God gave the man a responsibility. What was his responsibility? God gave the man the ability to reproduce himself. I know that you're listening, so listen well. What did God do? Man is a spirit, and God gave the man the ability to produce himself. To reproduce children. So instead of God creating the whole human race by a single word, he could have said, let man be, and all men will come into being. 20 billion men at once. But he didn't do that. He rather created one man and one woman, and gave them the responsibility and said, I permit you to give birth. Oh, if you are here and you want a baby, or you've been married for a while, you do not have a baby. And I don't know what the doctors are saying, but the doctors can say what they can say, and they can prove what they can prove. They can put it on the screen. They can put a scan your tubes, your womb, your ovaries. What they can do, what, and it's good that they are doing it, because that is what we're trained to do. But if you've been listening to me, you can tell that science is limited. Why is science limited? Because science is about experimentation. Science is about what is available, matter, atom, electron, things that are already here, and then the man studies and looks at it and is able to predict, use it to predict, and it's quite accurate. But because he cannot tell where it came from, that is where the word of God exercises its superiority, because they cannot tell us where the man came from. They cannot tell us who made the man. They cannot tell us what brought the universe into place. And we've already gone through the Big Bang Theory and Darwinism. We've done all that already. So if you need to go back to the other episodes, then please do. Okay? So God gave the man the ability to give birth to children. You have been given the ability. Let's let no man question that. And maybe you're saying, oh, you prophetess Olivia, you know, is you have had, oh, you've had an easy life. That's why you're just saying, who told you? Should I tell you my story? Should I tell you my story? I have lived by faith, the faith of the Son of God. I have lived by faith. I know what it is to be married and to be waiting for children. I know. So I'm saying to you again, God has permitted you to give birth to children. Say amen. If you know somebody who's struggling to have babies, send this to the person. Say, God has permitted you, and you have children, they will not die. You have children. Nobody can tell you cannot have babies. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.